Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In a major setback for federal prosecutors in Boston, a federal jury in Boston has found four Teamsters not guilty of trying to extort the popular non-union TV show Top Chef. The defendants gained national notoriety for how they aggressively tried to stop production of the show when it came to Boston in 2014. They're now hailing the verdicts as recognition of the rights of union members to protest. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri covered the trial.
"Oh my God, thank you, Jesus," proclaimed one of the women among the Teamster families as the door of the courtroom swung open. To some, what had just happened in the courthouse on the harbor seemed like a miracle on the Sea of Galilee. Defendant John Fidler, lumbering out of the courthouse like an aging heavyweight at the bell, with massive hands whose deeds had sometimes put him in prison, dispatched questions with one-word answers.
"How are you feeling?"
"Relieved."
"Do you think justice was done?"
"Absolutely."
"What would you tell the jury?"
"Thank you."
No one defended Fidler's conduct or the actions of his co-defendants. A video recording and testimony at trial showed they had acted and talked like thugs when confronting the crew members of Top Chef outside a restaurant in Milton where the show intended to film. The language was racist and homophobic and misogynistic. Fidler allegedly told the show star, Padma Lakshmi, "I'll smash your pretty little face." But the Teamsters were not charged for those acts. They were charged instead with extortion and conspiracy. Defense attorney Carmen Lepore represented Teamster Robert Caffarelli, who had spit some of the most vile language at the women crew members.
"We've always felt this prosecution was misplaced. Goes without saying, we're glad that the jury saw this case for what it was."
The defense had worried that the jury would be driven by emotion and by the sensationally sordid video and witness testimony. But defense attorney Oscar Cruz, who represented Teamster Daniel Redman, says this jury got it.
"The jury was able to see through the picket line conduct, which is pretty typical for these types of demonstrations, and focus on the real issue here, which is that these gentlemen were exercising their right to protest in favor of real jobs for union workers."
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling exempts unions from prosecution from the Federal Anti-Racketeering Act, even when violence is used, as long as the union is trying to achieve legitimate objectives. Prosecutors claimed the Teamsters' objectives were illegitimate. They were seeking additional jobs that were unwanted and unnecessary. The defendants argued they were trying to get replacement jobs by getting Top Chef to replace non-union workers with Teamsters. Again, defense attorney Carmen Lepore.
"The judge narrowed the issues to whether or not the government had to prove, or they could prove, whether or not they were seeking additional services which would be unlawful, or replacement services which would not be unlawful. And there was no evidence in this case for the jury to find either way. So in that situation, the jury would have to give the benefit of the doubt to the defendants."
The trial came to a stunning end. As the judge inspected the verdicts that were handed to him, his face betrayed a grimace. One of the defense attorneys saw it and brightened. "Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. 8 times and on all counts." Prosecutors' faces turned grim. In a terse statement afterward, acting U.S. Attorney William Weinreb called the defendant's conduct an affront to all hardworking members and law-abiding members of organized labor. One of the Teamsters said he was ready to go back to work. The lawyers hailed a victory for union rights, to protest for jobs. But as they were about to walk out the door, Judge Douglas Woodlock warned them not to push their luck. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.